I'm going to sing a niggin that I very, very rarely sing. There's a story behind this niggin. I mean, I've only told it to maybe a couple of people. When you hear the story, you'll understand why. It was, I think, 2003. Yes, during that time, I was learning in Silver Spring in the Heilige Beis Medrash. And I don't know, a lot of you here are too young to remember this, but that tkufa was a very rough tkufa for Klal Yisrael. The tkufa was one terrorist attack after the other, one bombing after the other with no end in sight. And every single yid that died al Kiddush Hashem is heartbreaking forever. There was one story that stood out, though. Again, it feels uncomfortable saying stood out because no such thing when a yid is murdered al Kiddush Hashem. But the story of Dr. Applebaum and his daughter Nava, Hashem Yikom Damam, that they were murdered the day before her chuppah, her wedding. Klal Yisrael was mamish, just heartbroken. And I remember it was at night, and I was learning, trying to stay focused. I think it was the day after. I was just heartbroken. I was just heartbroken. I couldn't, just so sad. Why Klal Yisrael has to go through such just agony. And I started crying over Dr. Applebaum and his daughter. And I fell asleep in the Beis Medrash from crying so much. I got all emotionally exhausted. And I had a dream. The dream was that Dr. Applebaum was walking his daughter Nava down the aisle to the chuppah with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And in the background, there was a niggun that was playing. This was the dream. And I woke up right away, took the tape recorder, and this was the niggun that was in that dream. So if you know it, feel free to sing along.